Today, Shir Bishop Riyami is Simon Shin Beis. We're up to Sif Zion, I believe. And we're continuing on with halachos of cleaning clothes, shoes, all that kind of stuff on Shabbos. Tit Sha'al Bigdo. A person has some mud on his clothes, like he's doing yam liyam on Shabbos, I guess. He got some mud on his beged. Mishav shifo bibifnim. So how can you clean off the mud? What you could do it is by rubbing it off from the inside of the beged. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, Sha'al Bigdo. Number one is Ein Chiluk b'chol zeh bein meshi lefifton v'samer. We saw the other day that there are differences between linen garments and wool garments. Okay, meshi, silk, pishdan, linen, samer is wool. There are differences between these begadim in terms of when one goes ahead and rubs garments after they're laundered to go ahead and fluff them up and make them soft and make them shine. But here we're talking about mud on a garment, and here we're saying that if you go ahead and you want to get the mud off, you cannot go ahead and rub it off on the outside, but rather you have to rub it off from the inside of the beged. Hainu, she'ocheiz ha-beged bifnim. What you have to do is hold the beged from the inside of the, let's say it's on the outside of your pants, you got to go inside the pants, and take a hold of the beged inside, because like on both sides of the mud. Neged mako matit, right? Opposite the mud that's on the outside of the beged, umeshav shev zeh b'zeh, and you take the two, let's say, pieces of the garment that are on the opposite sides of the where the mud is from the inside, you rub it together, and that will crumble off ad shenofel atit, and that will get off the mud. V'after le'el b'sif hey asar b'sudir l'shav shefo, and even though in sif hey we saw that when it comes to something like a kerchief or scarf or something that was made out of pishdan, if you remember, they asered going ahead and rubbing it together for shine, we just mentioned before, and there lo mechal kaninan bein mibifnin lebechutz, and there they made no distinction between the inside the beggar and the outside the beggar. I seem to aser rubbing it for right, rubbing it to fluff it and make it shine even if you did it from the inside. So he says hasam hu mechavein letachzecha. There, what was his kavana? To go ahead and to make it shine, make it, and that's like libun mamish. Masha'ein kain kan she'ein kavana. So his kavana is only lahasir atit, not to make it shine. And we're going to see later on, Mr. Brewer is going to reference the Ber Halacha that gufa, the fundamental chiluk, even more so, is that when we're talking about removing something like mud, that you're allowed to go ahead and remove it by rubbing the inside and the tip coming off, it's only assuming that there's going to be some remnants left, even like a little remnant left over. You're not totally cleaning it. So therefore, it's nira kimalabein. Okay? Masha'en came beforehand, it was totally clean, and you were going to make it shine. So it was going to mamash really purify it to the point of libun. Okay? Let's continue back into the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, why are you allowed to go and be mishashiv shom b'fnim? Back to the Shulchan Aruch. The lo muchcha milsa l'schazuyei kimalabein. Because then it doesn't appear, okay, it's not clear, and therefore it does not look like you're doing libun. Aval lo b'chutz. But you're not allowed to go ahead and rub the garment on the outside to take off the mud. The dummy le milabein. Because then it's going to look like milabein. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sivkat and Lama Gimel, the dummy le milabein. Right, you're making the beged look better because before it had the mud on it. So therefore, if you do it directly in front, so then it's an act of nirek imalabe. If you did it from the inside, that's bishinui. They seem to have allowed it. It's not nirek imalabe. Umalabe mamish lohavi says, but it's still not malabe mamish. They know sin alav mayim. Right, it's not mamish malabe because it would be mamish malabe, and you wouldn't be able to. It wouldn't be a heter of doing it from the inside. Right, like, what's the difference? Okay, this is not mamish malavim because there is no water. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shartzion, points to here the famous Rabbi Akiva Eger, who asks, what's going on over here? If we're saying here, you know, De'ein nosin alav amayim, okay, the problem is, we've seen elsewhere that you don't necessarily need mayim to be chayav chatas. So remember, we had opinions that said that if you go ahead and you rub off, right, dust, you shake off dust from a beged, that could be chayav chatas, possibly. So how does that jive? Where here he says it's not malavein mamish, they ain't no saying alav mayim. So the different terutzim, ayin sham. Again, a very important distinction that we made in this case here is that he's not totally making it clean. He's not totally making it clean. He's leaving some remnant. Because we saw again even yesterday, or we just referenced it a couple of minutes ago, that if you rub garments together to make it shine, okay, that's going to be now that might not be midaraisa, but definitely we saw that getting rid of the dust that went onto the dust that went onto the beged could definitely be daraisa. So again, the biggest side here is that you're not really getting it clean; you're just getting off the mud, but the remnants are still there. Okay, let's move on here. But again, it's not going to answer it fully because, you know, even by the dust, you don't necessarily get it all off, and it's still going to be daraisa. Let's move on. Umigaro batziporen. Megaro batziporen. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Megaro batziporen. What you're allowed to do, though, even though you can't rub it off the dirt on the outside, you can peel it off with your, scrape it off with your fingernail. So you can't do a rubbing job on the outside of the beged with the mud, but you can peel it off with the fingernail. Let's look at Mishnah Brura. Megaro betziporon. Mi bachutz, even from the outside. Detzel lo nechshav libun. That's not considered libun. Just scraping it off with your fingernail. Hu adin demutter legaro begavas sakin, and so too you would also be able to scrape it off with the back of a knife. Ve'efshar dafilu bechudo, and possibly even with the front of the knife. Again, what I'm mentioning to you is here, this is not necessarily going to be allowed if you totally remove any remnant of the stain. Like for example, let's say you have chont that's on your, got it attached to your bag, like the mud. So according to this, you'd be able to scrape off the chont with the knife. Okay, but again, he's not necessarily saying you can scrape it to the point where you get off any of the chont that's actually changed the color of the beged. That would already not be something that's l'chaira allowed, although there's going to be a taz coming up that's going to sound very much like you could do it, and the Mishnah Brura is going to ask questions on it, so we'll see about that soon enough. Now we continue back in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mefarshim dahani mili lach aval yavesh aser dahave tochein. So then he goes and he says, when we talk about taking off, and you're allowed to go ahead and take off the mud and rub it from the inside, he says, that's only, according to some, if it's the mud is a shtickle loose. Okay? Aval yavesh, but if the mud mamish hardens, these yesh b'farshim say it's going to be usr. Why? Tahavi tochein. Because you're going to be over the malacha of tochein. Right? Because what's going to happen when you rub the inside of the beged with the mud that's dry there? It's going to be crumbling up. It's going to be crumbling up and being tochein the mud. So therefore, you can't do it. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Siv katan lamed vav dahavi tochein. Says afal gad. Now the question is, what's? Oh, sorry, lamed hey. Aval yavesh. But yavesh, when it's dry, it's going to be a problem. Bein legarer, bein lekaskes. Whether you're scraping it off, whether you're rubbing it off, afilu mifnim, even from the inside, lamed vav, dahavi tochein. It's going to be tochein because you're crumbling it up. So, but the problem is like this: this should not be dairaisa tochein. Why should it not be dairaisa tochein? Because he doesn't have kavana to grind up the thing. He wants to get rid of the mud from his beged. So it's a malacha shenetzri chalagufa. You guys don't know what a melacha shehein svichul gufa is. You're not doing it for the purpose of the having the item ground up. He says, "Davi tochen yafal gad davi melacha shehein svichul gufa," which is only asked to be drabanan. Akol panim isura miya ika lekuliyama. But there's still an iser. Right? We pass the melacha shehein svichul gufa is pater aval aser, and therefore, why should you be allowed to go ahead and clean it off by crumbling it from the inside? And that's why he says, if it's dry, you, according to this Yesh Mefarshim, you can't go ahead and rub it off from the inside where you're going to crumble and crunch up the dry mud, because that's going to be toichein. It's melacha shehein svichul gufa, but it's still aser. So that's what he says. Al yidei ein Yehudi mutter. He says, but even according to this, where you're not allowed to go ahead and crumble from the inside the dry mud in your cleaning off process, he says, since it's a melacha shehein svichul gufa, and you're doing it al yidei ein Yehudi, so that's what's called a shvus de shvus. And a shvus de shvus, the makom kavod abrias. Why is it kavod abrias? Because he wants to look fresh. Okay, he wants to look good. So they allow you to go ahead and allow you even to have a guy go ahead and crumble it up from the inside, where the most it will be is melacha shehein svichul gufa al yidei ein Yehudi, when you're talking about mud that is already hardened. And now we come to that Taz I was telling you about. Kasava Taz. The Taz writes, nearly dafka b'yesh mamashos tit ala beged. Specifically, when there is mamashos, real mud on the beged. So therefore, kishu megarisham, if he goes ahead and he scrapes it off, peels it off, scrapes it off, az no flim pe b'rei atit. So what's going to happen? The pieces of the mud is going to break off, and that's going to be tochein. V'zeh domo l'tochein. Aval amein sham ela mare atit, if all that's left is the stain from the mud, v'hu megarisham, and he's scraping there, levatel hamare, to get rid of the stain, ein zeh domo l'tochein. That's not going to be tochein. U'mitam zeh, he says, yesh lahatim li shecholok shalom etunav k'tzas, if someone's, okay, garment gets a shtickle dirty from soweh. You guys know what soweh is? Gets a little baby or older child soweh. Okay, yeah, a little shtickle number two on your beged. Vein shem mamashos soweh, and there's no actual soweh mamash left. All right, vuhu yavesh. Okay, and it's dry. You call it legara batziporen. You'd be able to go ahead and scrape it off, okay, with your fingernail. Ooh, delicious. Ulahasir hamar, and get rid of the stain. Kadeshi yisbal benekiyas, to be able to daven benekiyas. Ad kol shana taz. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't really understand what's going on here in this taz. Why? He says, lanias daite yesh la'ayin bezetuva. I have a big kasha. I understand why there's no tochein here, because you don't have the actual mamushas of the dirt or the tzoa, whatever. But he's going ahead, and his kavada here is to clearly make the beged clean. Make it shine once again by getting the stain off. The idea is to get rid of any remnant of dirt, any stain. That there will be havi kibalabin. The whole heter, as I said before, Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha says the same thing, is that you're allowed to go ahead and take off the mud from your shirt on Shabbos in this way, when you go ahead and rub it off from the inside or scrape it off with a fingernail or a knife, the back of a knife, front of a knife. That's only if you leave some remnant there. You can't go ahead and scrape off your chult and get the whole chult stain off the beged. That's mamish libun. You're trying to get your beged shiny and white again and clean again. Check out the Be'er Halacha where I go ahead and discuss this. So obviously the Mishnah Berurah has great difficulty with this. And he says, even according to the Taz, still you're not going to be able to go ahead and clean this beged, okay, with anything but your fingernail or to rub it from the inside. But to go ahead and rub it up, scrub a dub dub, even without water from the outside, it's going to for sure be usher the chol gavni. So let's now sum up what we have seen so far. Person has dirt. He has soa, anything like that. So if what we're talking about is a shtickel loose, so you can definitely go ahead and clean it off by scraping it off with your fingernail or the back of a knife or rub it off from the inside. If it's already something that is hardened on there, so you have to be concerned with taichen, he says, and only take it off if it's going to be taichen there with a guy helping you take it off. If you're dealing with something, let's say, like chont, that, let's say, attached to your beged and it's still a little wet, or even if it's not, if there's no issue of taichen because it's already taichen achar taichen, the part that's there has already been taichen, not so simple, but let's say it's still a little wet, so taking it off, the Mishnah Berurah says, is, you know, just the outer part you can maybe scrape off on the outside with a fingernail or a sakin or a knife or whatever you got, every utensil, but it can't go into it and make it totally clean. Even without water, you can't go ahead and rub it, even from the inside, to get rid of the stain mamish. That the Mishnah Berurah does not go for, although the Taz seems to, if we understood him correctly, if the Mishnah Berurah understood him correctly, seem to allow it, but not so simple. Okay? Ches ein megar din besakin o betziporen. You would not be able to go ahead and scrape with a knife or a fingernail. Okay? You can't go in and scrape it. What can't you scrape? A minnow, a shoe. Because what's a shoe made out of? Leather. So what's the problem with scraping leather? We've been now talking about scraping off from clothes, from linen, wool, silk, polyester, 100% rayon, cotton. But what is a minnow made out of? What's a shoe made out of? Leather. And leather, we have a stickle problem. Whether it's a new shoe or old shoe. Nimnei shekolei fa'or. The Havi B'machi. We had a little bit yesterday, if any of you are caught up. This is the malacha of smoothing. You know what the malacha of smoothing really is? Scraping leather. That's the core malacha of smoothing. Where do we learn how to smooth from the making of the tanning of the hides, and the scraping of the leather. So that's going to be a problem, okay? Scraping off a shoe, people do this. They get mud on their shoe, and they scrape it off with a fingernail. It's a problem because you're going to be over on mimachek. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sifkat on ein megardin afilu hayalav tit bekavanasa lezar tit. Even if there was mud on there, and his kavana was only to take off the mud, right? If he's using his fingernail or a knife on it to get it off, it's a psik reisha that he's going to be scraping some of the leather, which is mimachek. Besakin, hainu afilu begava sakin. This is even if it's the back of the knife. Balkein achol nizayer sheyaseh habarzel shalavnei beit haknesses. They used to have these metal iron items in front of the shul. When people would come into the shul, they'd be able to scrape the mud off. He says, when you'd be making these metal things to scrape your shoes off from the mud, so you don't get the shul all muddy. So these things that they used to put out there, they clean the shoe. Av rachav lochad. It had to be, okay, wide and thick and not sharp. It has to be an entity that does not scrape. Because if it's an entity that scrapes, you'll have this problem when you scrape off your shoe from the mud if it's a sharp metal entity. Okay? They still have these in some shuls? You walk into the shul, you scrape off the mud. Okay? Ulekanech bakotel, and to go ahead and to rub it off on the wall. That we saw, bottom line, yesterday. There were different shitos, but Mr. Brewer in the end said that we allow one to clean off his shoe on the wall. Shari, we don't say that it's domel lebinyan. That was yesterday's kedomel le'el b'sivav, like we said yesterday. If you remember yesterday, we had a major machlokes in terms of when you go ahead and you wash cleaning off mud from your shoe in a way it's not memachek. It's not so simple if you're doing it on a stone floor. If you're doing it on a stone floor, we see the shabura seems to be machmir because it's like adding to the floor. Being boina for sure, if there are holes in the floor, it's like bona. There were days that held it even the wall would be yasser if you rub up against the wall, adding to the wall, but Mr. Brewer allows it to rub it up against the wall. I don't know, the Gabbai might not be happy with you rubbing up your dirty mud up against the wall, okay? But the rubbing up on the floor, on the ground, in those days, the grounds were grounds that were made of stone floor, so you could go put it in. It might have been a type of bina for sure. If there are holes in it, it's bona, and therefore you got to be careful with the mudaroo. And when you're scraping it off, he said, the scrapers that they have in the shul should not be mamish scrapers. They should be thick, non-sharp pieces of, I guess, rounded and wide metal. And nothing will scrape. There won't be any actual mamish scraping, which would be mamachek, the malacha of mamachek. Atkan.